joining us now. One of the stars, I guess, coming out of this strange time, Brooklyn photographer Jeremy Cohen. And if you haven't heard his story, he's going to tell it to you now. I want to make sure, Jeremy, that you can prove to us that it's real, because it's almost too perfect. But before we get to whether it's real or not, tell people about the moment you saw your neighbor dancing on a rooftop.
Hey, yeah. So I was working, being quarantined all alone in my apartment. It inspired me to get creative with my time. So I actually started doing a photo project where I was documenting people doing all this stuff on their roofs that they wouldn't normally do, like working out and yoga, et cetera. And so I was looking out my window a lot. And then one of the coming days after that is when I saw Tori dancing right across the street on the roof opposite of me. And she caught my eye.
Okay, so she catches your eye. And then, Jeremy, for those that don't know the story like me and Sarah do, after she catches your eye, what do you then do?
So she catches my eye. I was immediately just attracted to this type of energy, to be able to dance in public like no one's watching, let alone like during a pandemic when everyone's kind of sad, which it's okay to feel sad. But I think it's also okay to, you know, have moments of joy and feel happy and find some distraction. So yeah, when I saw her, I just saw her dancing, and then, you know, she stayed up there, she was hanging out, she was dancing a little bit, and then about 10 minutes later, I went out to my balcony, and I waved hi to her, and she waved back.
So, obviously, it could have ended there, but you decided an enterprising young man like yourself, who happens to have a drone, would take it the next step. So, what happens next?
Yeah, so, you know, as an outgoing person, I think I was craving human connection more than ever. So, normally, I wouldn't ask a girl out like this or at all. I actually haven't been on a date in like over a year before this. Wow. But I was inspired to get connected with her because I felt a connection. So I wrote down my number. I said, text me ? On a piece of paper, taped it on my drone, and then ran up to the roof real quick, which is a couple floors up, and I flew it across the street and landed it on her roof. And she got my number and texted me.
So what does the text read? I mean, your heart has to be racing because people talk about shooting your shot. Jeremy, you flew your shot over there with the drone, having never met the person. That is going from a guy who hasn't gone on a date in a year to the Don Juan of all Don Juan. So what was the response from her?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. she texted me something along the lines of, hey, it's the girl from the roof. And then we just took it from there, started texting and vibing, and then I eventually asked her out to a date while also respecting social distancing.
Yes, yes. It's Bain & Company. We're talking to Brooklyn photographer Jeremy Cohen, whose story is going viral for shooting a shot across a rooftop, trying to ask a girl out, the quarantined cutie, he's calling her. So you send the drone over. You guys start FaceTiming. So you both know what each other look like from close up, not just from rooftop to rooftop at this point. And you set up a secret date through her roommate, which is adorable. I'm not sure. Did you have to ask for the roommate's information or number, or you just said, listen, I want to surprise you, so like I got to go through someone else other than you?
Yeah, so it's the latter. It wasn't that clear in the video, but what I did was I asked, her name is Tori. I just from talking to Tori, I knew she was very close with her roommate. So I asked, like, I was like, hey, Tori, do you mind if I get your roommate's number? I want to do something for our date, but I need your help to coordinate. She was like, yeah. So Tori knew it was a surprise, and then I coordinated with Tori's roommate to set up a nice dinner with tablecloth and a nice bottle of wine on the roof, on her roof, while I had dinner on my little balcony. So,
and you Venmo'd the roommate to buy all that stuff, which is awesome, too. Very smart, thinking ahead.
Yeah, super Gen Z.
Okay, Jordan, so your wife could take some tips from this guy. The creativity is off the charts. It's Jordan's birthday. His wife's not nailing it. So maybe we should set you guys up to just, you know, give them the tips.
Which is pathetic, Jeremy, because we live in the same house. She has no good excuse not to be pampering her spouse right now. We digress, though. So you go through that date, and you're now in this position where you are now speaking to you today. That date was how long ago, Jeremy?
This date was, let's see, I believe it was on the 24th.
Okay, so we're about a full week removed from that. Where does said relationship stand today?
Well, you missed he's got to tell us about the second date, which was creative.
Yes, the second date. How could I forget the bubble? Yes, go ahead, please.
So I wanted to one-up myself, and I happened to, just because I'm a photographer, but I'm also somewhat of a conceptual artist, and I just like to do crazy photo or crazy projects. And, you know, I wanted to, I'm very inspired by the Jake Gyllenhaal movie Bubble Boy. And I thought it would be a cool thing that if I can get a bubble and walk around New York City in a bubble, it would be a spectacle. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with it, to be honest. I just knew I wanted to get it. So I ordered that actually through eBay before I met Tori. And then it happened to come in the mail. I forgot I even ordered it. It came in the mail, I think the day of our first date, before our first date. And I received it in the mail. I was like, oh my God, this would be the perfect second date. So I already knew I was going to one up the first date. And as long as I could execute it, I had no idea if the bubble would work. And thank God it did.
Well, and you had flowers, Jeremy. I forgot, you know, some people when they're moving about with the quarantine, they see police and the police approach them. They might think they'd be in trouble. Police approach you, Jeremy, while you're in a bubble holding flowers with your date. And what happens then?
Yeah, so I thought I was going to get in trouble because we're not supposed to be just walking around the streets unless we're supposed to be quarantined, unless we're getting groceries. And we were just on a date, on a walk around the around the neighborhood, but while social distancing because I was in a bubble. So I thought I would get yelled at or maybe arrested or something. I wasn't really sure, but six cops approached me.
Whoa.
And then the first thing they said, they're like, "You're the guy from the local news last night," because we were on Channel 4 and New York News the night before. And then they all wanted a selfie with us.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
We're talking to Brooklyn photographer Jeremy Cohen here on Spain & Company. He's making news everywhere, showing up all over the internet because of his creative ways of asking a neighbor out on a date. I want to get back to what you said about not having gone on a date for a year. Why do you think it was that this quarantine gave you like this confidence to do something you never would?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I just think, well, I think there's two reasons why. One is because I'm a very outgoing social person, and just being in my apartment all alone, it made me want to talk to someone, anyone. And then two, just I think being trapped inside of a box, whether it's an apartment or just having this having these restrictions, I think it can inspire creativity. So those two things combined gave me the confidence to shoot my shot, ask her out.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible story, Jeremy. You can tell you're a genuinely good dude, man. I feel the salt of the earth vibes coming through on the headset right now, man. I got to be honest. You seem
Yeah, Jordan, now we need to find out, since we're running out of time, if this is going somewhere. Is this a full love connection or just, you know, a little bit of fun?
Yeah, no, this is very real. I mean, we vibe well. She's really cool. She's cute. You know, we're taking it day by day. Well, there's also a lot of pressure. Hey, people are rooting for us. And, you know, as we know, there's no sports right now, and we're sports fans. So we like the idea that this gives something for people to root for.
This is the new age Bachelor. This is it. This is primetime entertainment right here. And you are in New York Magazine. Congratulations, Jeremy.
Yes.
You're getting some very well-deserved love.
Yeah, thank you so much. And now I'm on ESPN Radio, so thanks so much for having me.
Oh, man, and you know what? Her last name is Signorella, which kind of sounds like Cinderella. And then you showed up in this big bubble that kind of looks like, you know, the big circle carriage that the horses bring her to the ball. I mean, there's some elements here. Yeah, like we could, if this goes far enough and you guys get married, there's some pretty cool visuals. I mean, we could have some little flower girls walking down the aisle and bubbles. You know, there's just a
sounds
lot.
Sounds like you got your wedding planner, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got her. Sounds like you just found her.
Yeah, whatever you do, like just don't ask Jordan's wife.
Copy that.
Jeremy, thanks so much for making time for us. This was super fun, and we might be checking in with you down the road. No pressure. Have fun with it. Don't violate any social distancing rules, but maybe we'll check in down the line and see if you guys are still hanging out.
Sounds great. Let me know.